Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grant Fork's best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, March 4th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes has moved. One of the largest SaaS dealers in the Upper Midwest is now in the Grand Cities Mall and ready to find you a pair of shoes that you will love. At Churchill Shoes, they measure both feet to make sure you're getting the proper fit. They carry men's and women's styles and offer free special orders when shoes aren't in stock and free in-town delivery. Churchill Shoes has operated in Grand Forks for over 65 years and over 75 years of shoe-fitting experience on their staff and can cater to all of your footwear needs. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Call 701-772-8256 or online at churchillshoesnd.com. Next time you're in need of footwear, give us a try. Your feet will be glad you did. Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. And by the way, the big February sales event, all SaaS shoes on sale at Churchill Shoes, has been extended through tomorrow. Well, your weather for today, sunny skies and windy. Our high today, right around 26 degrees. The NDGOP Republican Presidential Caucuses will be held today from 5 to 8 p.m. Now, you should be a member of the Republican Party to vote in this caucus. Now, the Grand Forks location is at the Ramada by Wyndham. Now, those on the ballot include Ryan Binkley, who dropped out of the race but will remain on today's ballot, Dave Stuckenberg, Donald Trump, and Nikki Haley. Now, District 24 Republican Party Chairman Daniel Johnston said any person who's not a member of the North Dakota Republican Party can still vote, but will be required to sign a pledge indicating that they will vote Republican on the June 11th primary. Well, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Gehring says there's very little chance a farm bill will be passed in this election year. Congress had to pass an extension of the current farm bill, and Gehring says there's work being done behind the scenes to craft farm legislation. But he says he's concerned the bill could be loaded with some side political issues, such as climate change initiatives. Gehring says the goal should be making sure there is affordable, abundant food available for people across the country. Well, the spring wildfire season is getting an early start across Minnesota. The DNR's resources, Travis Vertigan, says now's the time for property owners to check any brush piles they burned over winter. We have documented examples of brush piles that have continued to burn. Now, they may have been burnt in January in the middle of winter, and they pop up in the middle of April, Vertigan says. Fire crews across the state have already responded to dozens of wildfires around Minnesota. Well, authorities say a man was arrested Friday in Polk County in connection with a burglary investigation. Law enforcement officers from several different agencies executed a search warrant in rural Goodrich, Minnesota. As a result, multiple stolen firearms were recovered. Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested 64-year-old Dennis Hovett on charges related to burglary and theft. However, they say not all of the stolen firearms have been recovered. Anyone with information in the case is asked to call the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 218-431-1218. We'll have more news right after this from Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. And if we do happen to get any more snow, make sure you call that number, too, at Executive Properties for your snow removal. All right. Hey, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has publicly announced that today is the final day to clear all ice houses off of bodies in water in the southern part of the state. The DNR says that at 11:59 tonight is the deadline for the southern two-thirds of Minnesota, with the deadline in the north being on March 18th. Finally, in sports, Kirill Kaprizov posted his second hat trick in less than 2 weeks, scoring the go-ahead goal of 3:59 left to let the Minnesota Wild pass the San Jose Sharks 4-3 last night. Frederick Gaudreau also scored for the Wild, who outshot the Sharks 32-15 and stopped a three-game losing streak. Philippe Gustafson finished with 12 saves. And UND got the Penrose Cup back after sweeping Western Michigan over the weekend. High school basketball, Devils Lake girls basketball team won the state Division A girls state title with the weekend. Thompson finished third. College ball, UND men beat South Dakota 95-66 Saturday. UND women lost 65-54. NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves lost 89-88 to the LA Clippers last night. They'll play the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. Of course, state basketball tournaments getting underway again for Class AA teams this week, and we will keep you updated on that, as well as games over across the pond in Minnesota, all right? Ah, boy, there you go. That's your morning update. Brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar Casino. They got the big spring sports card and memorabilia show going on this Saturday here at the Grand Cities Mall from 10 a.m. to 4. You can call 701-740-5278 to find out more or stop into Rumors. Talk to BT. That's Bill Tyrell. He's the owner of Rumors Sports Bar Casino. Stop on in today. It's Mac Monday. Unbelievable mac and cheese for just $7. Mayor Brad Obuchinski stops in today so we can get updated on all the citywide news and happenings. We might start a tad late today, so bear with us. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. We know the Grand Cities is grand, and Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.